奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
请翻开马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16. Verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
主耶稣在这里称信徒为世上的光。
In this passage, Jesus Christ addressed the believers as the light of the world.
这是我们今晚上所讲第十三个信徒的称呼。
And this is the titles of believers which we are going to touch on tonight.
我们是世上的光吗？
Are we the light of the world?
这个光是怎么样的光呢？
And what kind of light is it?
主耶稣在这里说，
Jesus Christ says,
这个光是看得见的光。
The light is visible.
因为尘倒在山上是不能够隐藏的。
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
这个道理大家都懂。
This is a teaching that all of us know.
光也是一样，不能够隐藏起来的。
And it is similar for light; it cannot be hidden.
所以主耶稣要我们成为人人都看得见的光。
Jesus Christ wants believers to be the light of the world that everyone can see.
请看约翰福音的十九章。
Let us turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19,
三十八节。
Verse 38. John 19, verse 38. After this.Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus.
这里记载有一个信徒，他就不是看得见的光。
There was a disciple, but he was the light in secret.
这里说他是耶稣的门徒，没有错。
It is true that he was a disciple of Jesus.
但是他因为怕犹太人，所以他就暗暗的做门徒。
But for fear of the Jews, he was a secret disciple.
他不敢公开的承认，让人家知道他就是耶稣的门徒。
He did not dare to openly confess that he was a believer of Jesus.
因为如果他这样公开他是基督徒的话，
If he made public his confession that he is a disciple,
他会失去他的地位跟失去他的荣耀。
He would lose his position in society and he would lose his glory.
所以他不敢公开。
And therefore, he did not dare to openly admit that he was a disciple.
可是当耶稣死了，
but after the death of Jesus,
他冷静地来去思想所发生的一切事情。
When he quietened himself to ponder about the things that had happened,
他是相信耶稣的。
He truly believed in Jesus.
耶稣为了赦免人的罪，甘心牺牲他自己。
For the sake of forgiving the sins of mankind, Jesus willingly sacrificed himself.
忍受一切的痛苦。
He had to accept all kinds of suffering.
牺牲了一切的荣耀。
He sacrificed all his glory.
最后把生命也奉献了。
Ultimately, he even gave up his life.
可是作为耶稣的门徒，
But as the disciple of Jesus,
他却担心他自己的荣耀和自己的地位和财富。
He was afraid that he may lose his glory, his status, and his wealth.
所以在这个时候，
And at this point,
他想通了，他也想明白了。
He understood clearly.
耶稣要我们做世上的光。
That Jesus wanted us to be the light of the world.
这个光是不能够隐藏起来的。
And this light cannot be hidden.
所以他勇敢站出来。
He courageously stepped forward.
来领受耶稣的尸体，来埋葬耶稣。
To request for the body of Jesus and to put the body into burial.
幸好他改变了。
And it is good that he had changed.
要不然这一种暗中的光是耶稣所不喜欢的。
Otherwise, he would remain a secret light.Which does not gain the pleasure of Jesus.
我们是不是也不敢让人家知道我们是基督徒呢？
Are we also Christians who do not dare to allow others to know that we are Christians?
有些人在公众场所吃饭的时候，他不敢祷告。
Some people do not dare to give thanks in public places.
有些人来聚会，人家问他你到哪里去呀？他不敢说我是到教堂来去敬拜主。
And when they are going to church, they do not dare to answer people's question as to where they are going.
那有些人在需要的时候，他不敢勇敢地表明他信仰的立场。
Some people do not dare to manifest the stand of their faith when the situation requires for it.
是为了害羞，还是为了害怕，还是为了什么原因呢？
Is it because of shyness? Is it because of fear or other factors?
但不管为了什么原因，你总要认真思想主耶稣所说的这一句话。
But for whatever reason there is in your mind, you must remember the word that Jesus Christ had said.
请看马可福音的第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
38节。
Verse 38. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus Christ said it very clearly.
在这个淫乱罪恶的时代，
in this adulterous and sinful generation,
如果你把我还有我的道当作是可耻的，
if you are ashamed of me and my word,
那么当人子在他父的荣耀里从众天使降临的时候，我要把那个人当作可耻的。
When the Son of Man appears in the glory of his Father, this person will also be treated as shameful.
因此我们有需要勇敢地来承认我们的确是耶稣基督的门徒。
There is therefore a need for us to courageously admit and confess that we are disciples of Christ.
因为在人的面前不承认主的，将来在天上我们的主也不会承认我们的。
Before men, if we do not confess that we are disciples of Christ, in the future, the Lord will not admit that we are his disciples.
当然我们不需要到处去拉人，拉住人家说，啊，你知道吗？我是基督徒。
Of course,we do not need to go to the extent of pulling people's hands and telling them that, you, do you know that I'm a Christian?
我们也不必在家里祷告都大大声让隔壁知道，哦，我也是个基督徒。
And there's no necessity for us to pray so loudly at home that even our neighbors can hear our prayers and know that we are Christians.
可是在需要的时候，我们能够勇敢地表明我们信仰的立场。
But when the situation requires for it, we must courageously confess and stand firm as Christians.
光是不能够隐藏的。
Light cannot be hidden.
所以在我们的信仰生活
In our life of faith,
我们要做世上的光。
We must be the light of the world.
让人家看出我们是基督徒。
To manifest to others that we are Christians.
尤其是在我们的行为上。
Especially in our conduct.
耶稣说，你们如果有好行为。
Jesus says that if you have good conduct.
这个好行为不是一般世界上那一种所谓的好行为。
This good conduct does not refer to the general conduct of the people of the world.
而是特别因为我们认识了耶稣以后，要效法耶稣的榜样而表现出来的那一种基督徒的行为。
But it is the Christian conduct manifested after we have emulated the image of Jesus Christ.
那些人看见了，他们会很羡慕。
When people see us, they will admire.
说这个人我看得出他是一个基督徒。
And they will claim that I can see that this person is a Christian.
那我们就有福气了。
Then we are blessed.
如果人家带着一种的疑问，
if people have doubts in them,
这种人也是一个基督徒吗？
And they ask, can such a one be a Christian?
如果他是基督徒，我看我也不用做基督徒了，我做比他好了。
And they may remark that if he is a Christian, then I need not be a Christian to be better than him.
那我们就不是世上的光吗？
In that case, we are not light of the world.
所以我们不只在会堂里面做光。
Not only are we the light of the world in the church hall,
我们在世界上更要做光。
All the more in the world, we must be the light.
因为耶稣说，你的光是要照在人的面前。
The Lord says that your light must shine forth before men.
这个人包括那一些，更重要的是在这一些很有认识主的人。
And this man refers to people who have yet to believe in Jesus.
让他们看见我们的好行为，能够归荣耀给神。
When they see our good conduct and manifestation, they will give glory to God.
我们的好行为就是一种福音的见证。
Our good conduct and manifestation is a good testimony to the gospel.
好像彼得长老所说的，
just as Elder Peter had said,
你家里有不信从道理的丈夫。
If you have unbelieving husbands,
可是他看见你的好行为，
but when they perceive your good conduct,
那种敬虔的心，
when they see the godliness of heart,
还有那种贞洁的行为，
when they see your pure and chaste behavior,
他们会受感动，
they will be moved,
他们会相信，
and they will believe,
你就做了个美好的见证，
and you have become a good testimony.
那当然彼得不是对那些做妻子的人说的。
Of course, Peter did not just refer to the wife.
他意思是告诉我们，
He was telling us,
我们在家庭里面，
in our Christian home,
在我们的工作场所，
in our places of work,
或者是在我们去买卖娱乐啊，或者是吃东西的地方，
even in these places that we patronize,
我们都应当发出我们基督徒的光来。
We must manifest the Christian light in us.
当我们看见 让他们看见我们的好行为。
So that when people perceive our good conduct,
我们就为主做了美好的见证。
We have become good testimony for the Lord.
有时候我们以为传福音就是要靠嘴巴来去讲。
Sometimes we have this notion that preaching the gospel comes through the lips.
其实行为的见证比口头传的见证有时候是更重要的。
Sometimes it is more important for us to manifest good conduct as good testimony rather than with the words that we preach.
因为嘴巴讲，人人都会讲，但是行为真的改变吗？那就未必是人人都会改变了。
It is easy for us to use words. Everyone can use words, but do we really manifest a change in our conduct? Not everyone can do so.
所以你看那个丑陋的毛虫，蜕变成为美丽的蝴蝶。
Look at the ugly caterpillar, how it can transform itself to become a beautiful butterfly.
我们说这是大自然的一个神迹。
We say that this is a miracle of nature.
我们看那个黑黑小小的蝌蚪，蜕变成为青蛙王子。
When we look at the little black tadpole, it can be transformed into a beautiful frog.
这也是一个神迹。
This is also a miracle.
如果一个旧人却变成一个新人，这不也是一个奇妙的神迹吗？
Isn't it also a wondrous miracle if the old man can be transformed into a new character?
生命的改变才是重要的。
What is important is the transformation of life.
这就是真正的所谓重生。
And this is what we truly call rebirth.
我们信主以后
，After we have believed in the Lord，
我们真的重生了。
We have truly been reborn，
成为世上的光
，and we become the light of the world，
能够为主做见证，能够荣耀主的名。
We can give or we can testify for the Lord and bring glory to His name。
所以我们要努力做一个让人人都看得见的光。
We must be diligent and pursue to be a light that everyone can see。
好，这个光也是引导人的光。
Light also acts as a guide to others.
你看海上的灯塔，或者是路上的那些街灯。
Look at the beacon or look at the street lamp.
这些灯都是很重要的。
These are very important.
因为这些光指引跟照亮道路。
The light shines forth and guides people in the way.
那我们基督徒被称为世上的光，就是要来指引跟照亮我们人生正确的道路。
Christians being light of the world.Will be the guiding light for people to walk in the right direction in life.
请看《使徒行传》
Acts of the Apostles
二十章
Chapter 20
使徒行传二十章
Acts of the Apostles Chapter 20
二十节
Verse 20 And how I kept back nothing that was helpful but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
我们在读二十六节跟二十七节
Verses 26 and 27 Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men for I have not shamed I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God
保罗不管是在社会或者是在教会他的确是世上的光
Whether in society or in churchPaul was truly the light of the world.
他真的是指引跟照亮了他们人生正确的道路。
He was the light that guided people in the correct direction.
所以当他知道他要离开这个世间
When he knew that his time was up to depart from the world.
他对这些人讲一些临别的话。
He gave his farewell speech.
他说对你们有益的我没有一样必为不错了。
I have kept back nothing that was helpful to you.
不管是在众人的面前，或者是在个人的家里，我都教导你们。
I have taught you publicly and from house to house.
所以他可以这样说。
He was able to say this.
如果你们中间有人走错路，有人死亡，这个责任不在我的身上了。
If any one of you in the midst who go in the wrong way, this.Responsibility is not mine.
因为神的旨意，我没有一样必为不传给你们的。
For I have not held back the counsel of God.
我都清清楚楚的按照正义分解真理的道。
I have guided you into the righteousness of the word of God.
为了这个道理，它的确引起了许多的争论，也引起许多人的攻击。
For the sake of upholding the truth, he had met with the slander and also the criticisms of others.
但是保罗仍然忠心地来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
But yet Paul remained faithful in proclaiming the gospel of Christ.
他的确是世上的光。
He was truly a light of the world.
引导当时的人走上正确的道路。
He guided the people to walk on the right way.
在真理的立场上，他站得稳，也站得对。
And as far as keeping the truth is concerned, he held his ground. He was firm.
主耶稣要我们做世上的光，也是做这一种的光。
Jesus Christ also want us to be this kind of light in the world.
在真理和道德上能够教导跟坚持这一种的立场。
He was able to hold firm in terms of truth and morality.
我们现在的社会就是缺少这一种有道德勇气的人。
In our society, we find a lack of people who have this lack of moral courage.
并不是说他们没有道德
It is not that they are low in their morals
也并不是说他们不明白真理
And it is not true to say that they do not understand the truth
可是他们就是缺乏那一种的勇气
But yet they lack the courage
如果有一个人能够勇敢地站出来
If a person courageously step forward
指明真理是什么
And points out what the truth is
我想很多人就会附和也会跟从
Many people would agree and follow his way.
所以人人都在盼望
Everyone is expecting
能够有一位有这种道德勇气的领袖在真理上站得稳站得对的人站出来
There's a leader with moral integrity to step forth and point out the truth.
他会帮助我们负起我们本来不敢负的责任
He will help us to bear the responsibility that we otherwise do not dare to face up to.
帮助我们做那些我们本来不敢做的事情。
And he will assist us to do things that previously we have no courage to undertake.
你有没有这样的体验呢？
Do you have this kind of experience?
我们都知道是好的，是对的。
We know what is right, what is good.
但是我们就是缺乏那一点的勇气，先站出来，先说出来。
But we lack the courage to be the first one to step forth to say it.
而要站出来，的确是需要一种道德的勇气。
And to make the first step requires moral courage and integrity.
也需要有对真理清楚的认识。
And it is for one who clearly understands the truth.
如果自己都犹疑不决，不明白是和非，我们怎么能够站得出来呢？
If you are not clear of the truth, you are not able to discern what is right and wrong, how do you dare to step forth?
或者我们知道，但是我们缺乏一种的勇气，我们怕自己是孤单的。
Perhaps you know the truth, but you lack the courage.Because you fear that you will be the lone ranger.
那我们也没有办法站出来的。
And you will not be able to step forward.
我们就在等。
And then we remain waiting.
等有一个肯做光的人站出来。
Waiting for the person who is willing to be the light.
所以主耶稣说，你们就是世上的光啊。
Jesus says, you are the light.
我们要有这种的真理和道德的勇气站出来，照亮人，指引人正确的道路。
We must have the truth in us and the moral courage to step forth.To be a guiding light for others,
使那些软弱的得到支持
so that the weak will receive support,
使到那一些缺少勇气的能够得到鼓励
that those who are lacking in courage will be encouraged.
也许你说说是容易啊，单单一个人发光有什么用呢？
Perhaps you say that it is easier said than done. What is it of use if just one person step forth and shine the light?
所以一个布道家在广场布道的时候，他讲到世上的光，他这样说。
An evangelist, when he was making a public evangelizing, he said this.
他说，请把会场所有的灯光都关掉。
Please switch off all the lights in this hall.
那么场面就变成黑暗吗？
And the entire place was filled with darkness.
然后他就自己把一根蜡烛点亮了。
And he lit a candle.
那你可以看到整个大的广场就有讲台那一边有这一支的蜡烛光。
And everyone could only see the light from the candle in this entirely dark place.
因为很黑，所以这个光特别的明亮。
Because it was so dark, the light became very evident.
人人都看得见
，everyone could see.
但是却没有办法照亮大家了，只是照亮眼前而已。
But the flame of the candle is not able to shine forth and light up the place, but it is only able to light up a small surrounding.
然后说，他说，然后他说
，And then he said,
现在请你们把你们入场的时候所分给你们那一支蜡烛跟火柴哈，把它点亮。
Can you now, light up the candle that was given to you?
那么每一个人就点亮他那一根蜡烛啊。
And everyone struck the match.
立刻整个广场都变成非常的明亮了
and lit the candle and the entire place became brightly lit
如果人人懂得尽自己的一点本分
if everyone knows just to play his part
虽然只是一支蜡烛的灯光
even though the flame may just be from a single candle
但是人人都能够点亮它的光的话
And if everyone is able to light up his candle,
就真的能够照亮这个世上的。
Then it is possible to light up the entire world.
我们都是主耶稣的门信徒。
We are all believers of Christ.
他盼望我们每个人这样的做世上的光。
He hopes that every one of us will be the light of the world.
好，这个光也是一个警戒人的光。
And the light is also a warning light.
警戒人的光是不好做的，也没有人喜欢做的。
It is not easy to be a warning light, and no one wants to do it.
可是在这个世上，警戒的光是很重要的。
But in this world, it is important to have lights of warning.
比如说交通的红灯，你喜欢吗？
Do you like the red light?
我看驾车的人大部分都不喜欢红灯。
Most people who are motorists would not like to see the red light.
尤其要赶来机会
，especially when you're rushing for service，
这里又红灯，下一个又红灯
，and you're caught up with one red light after another。
如果没有红灯阻止我们呐、啊，我们多么的顺利，多么的方便。
And we say that if there's no red light, then our journey will be smooth sailing。
哎，所以人人都想做这个金庸啊，金庸还是金庸？金庸小说里面一个主角叫做任我行啊。
And everybody wants to be a person who do whatever he likes.
对，任我行。在信仰上，我们也是一样。
In our life of faith, this is the same.
所以，如果你做红灯来阻止我们，给我们警告，我们脸就黑起来了。
When you are the red light stopping people from doing certain things, others may not look at you favorably.
请看加拉太书第二章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
我们读十一节到十四节
Verses 11 to 14. But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy.But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?
我们在这里看到保罗的勇气。
We can see the courage of Paul.
他真的是这一种警告人的红灯。
He was truly this light that gives warning to others.
而且他所警告的并不是普通的信徒。
And he did not give a warning to justAn ordinary believer.
说起来，有时候我做传道会有点惭愧。
Sometimes I feel remorseful as a preacher.
我们在上讲台责备信徒的时候，声音很大，也很勇敢。
When we give sermons to rebuke the believers, we are very loud and we are very courageous.
想讲就讲了。
And whatever comes to our mind, we speak for.
但事实上，我们也知道，除了信徒，还有很多的问题。
But apart from believers, there are also other problems in the church.
负责人的问题、长子的问题、我们传道之间的问题。
Sometimes these problems pertain to the church leadership, the ministers, and even among preachers.
那在这个时候，我就不敢那么有勇气、那么大声地讲了。
And at this time, I find myself lacking in the courage to speak forth very clearly.
有时候连小声讲都还要考虑再考虑。
Sometimes I think twice even to speak it very softly.
因为这些问题不是那么简单啊。
For these problems are not so easily solved.
也因此我更加的佩服这位保罗。
And all the more I admire Paul.
他在这里看到彼得、巴拿巴他们有可责之处。
Over here, he saw that Peter and Barnabas had something that he had to speak against.
你看到当时他们虽然大家信耶稣，
At that time, all of them were Christians.
可是信耶稣的犹太人总以为他们比信耶稣的外邦人比较圣洁、比较属灵、比较高一等的。
But the Jewish Christians feel that they are one cut above the Gentile Christians.
因为这一些信耶稣的外邦人，他们没有遵守摩西的律法。
For the Gentile Christians do not keep the law of Moses.
他们没有遵守各种的洁净礼仪，遵守各种的节期。
They do not observe the ceremonies of cleansing, and they do not observe the feast.
其实这个问题已经得到结论了的。
But then the issue had already had a solution.
如果你是信耶稣的犹太人，你要遵守摩西的律法，也没有禁止你不可以遵守，你就去遵守吧。
If you are a Jewish Christian and you wish to keep certain laws of Moses, you can do so freely.
这就当作是你们的生活习惯，你们的传统。
Just treat it as your habits in life and just treat it as your tradition.
但是信耶稣的外邦人，他们没有这一种的传统，他们就不必了。
But Gentile Christians having no such traditions, they may not keep them.
因为现在得救是靠耶稣，不是靠摩西的律法，不是献祭。
For salvation is based on faith and not upon sacrificing.
这已经是很清楚的。
And this is very clear cut.
虽然是很清楚
，even though it was very straightforward，
可是在生活上也会引起很多的问题。
There may be certain problems arising in the daily living.
所以你看彼得他们跟那一些外邦人一起吃饭。吃得很开心的
Peter was joyfully having meals with the Gentile Christians.
但是十二节里面记载
In verse 12 it is recorded
说是从雅各那边来的人
When some Jewish Christians came from James
这些是比较极端了一点的信徒了
These Jewish Christians were people who were a bit extreme in their views
他们强调外邦人跟我们这些犹太人还是有分别的。
They insisted that the Jewish Christians are still different from the Gentile Christians.
甚至有一些强调还要外邦人来受割礼呢。
And there were some who insisted that Gentiles must also be circumcised.
虽然会议上已经决定了很清楚了，但是他们还是不太甘心啊。
Even though it was already decided in a meeting that circumcision was not necessary, but they still held on to their own views.
所以在生活上啊，他们不会跟这一些信耶稣的这一些外邦人哦一起吃饭的，还是保持距离的。
In their daily transactions, they will still keep a distance from the Gentile Christians.
那因为他们的态度太过强硬了。
And because their attitude were very firm.
那么彼得他们看到这一些人来了。
When Peter saw this group of people approaching,
他怕他们。
He was afraid.
结果他就退去，不敢跟外邦人一起吃饭了。
And he withdrew himself from the Gentiles.
那不只是这样。
And not only so.
其他的犹太人看到彼得都这样，他们都跟着他假装了。
The rest of the Jews also pretended just as Peter did.
我看最令保罗失望的应该是巴拿巴。
And perhaps Barnabas was the one who was the greatest disappointment to Paul.
他说连巴拿巴也水火装甲。
He mentioned that even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy.
Barnabas 应该是比较清楚、比较明白、比较有道德勇气的。
Barnabas was one who is firm in the truth, and he was a person of moral integrity.
比如当初他们不敢接待保罗的时候，就是巴拿巴去接待保罗。
When the believers did not dare to resist Paul, Barnabas was one who dared to do so.
这不证明他是一个只讨神喜悦。不讨人喜悦的一个使徒吗
？Wasn't this sufficient proof to say that Barnabas was an apostle who sought after the pleasure of God and not the pleasure of men?
他认为对的，他就会坚持，他就会表明他的立场的。
Whatever he felt was right, he would have a firm stand.
不过时间真的是会改变，就算不改变，也真的是会影响一个人的。
But time can change things.Or time can actually influence the motives of people.
所以在这个时候，他也水火装甲。
And at this time, he was carried away with the hypocrisy.
他知道这是不对的。
He knew that it was wrong.
但是他就是不敢指责，也不敢站出来说话。
But even though he knew it was wrong, he did not dare to step forward to give his view.
十四节记载。保罗说：“我一看见他们行的不正，跟福音的真理不合，就在众人的面前来指责他们了。”
And Paul said that when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I stood before them and rebuked.
幸好有保罗在这个时候站出来说话。
It was good that Paul stood forth at this point to speak up.
要不然你想看这一些外邦人的信徒，他们的信心，他们的反应又会是怎样呢
？Otherwise, how would this action affect the faith of the Gentiles.
所以我们需要有保罗这一种人。
We need to have people like Paul.
他们是世上的光。
And they are the light of the world.
不只是引导人的光，也是警戒人的光。
Not only as guiding light, but as warning light.
而我们也要学习，好像彼得跟巴拿巴。
We must learn also to be like Peter and Barnabas.
也许在某种的情况，他们一时的软弱。
In certain circumstances, perhaps in a moment of weakness,
可是当他被人家指责出他们的错处的时候，他们也很乐意来接受这一切。
But when they were rebuked by others for their wrong, they were willing to accept.
他们没有因此将错就错来跟保罗来辩论。
They did not continue in their error by debating with Paul.
尤其是在大众的面前
，especially in front of so many believers.
这些做领袖的人
，this group of leaders，
他们却能够接受人家的指责
，were able to receive the rebuke of others。
指责人需要勇气，而接受人的指责需要更大的勇气啊。
It requires courage to admonish others, but at the same time, it requires greater courage to accept admonition.
当时的教会并不是很完全的。
The church at that time was still not perfect.
有许多人的软弱。
There were still many weaknesses of men.
但是他们都能够听主耶稣的教训。
But all of them were willing to listen to the teachings of Christ.
他们都能够随时调整自己。
They are able to adjust and fine tune themselves.
他们知道他们不是完全的人。
They knew that they were still imperfect in their character.
但是他们都有一个共同的心智。
But all of them have the same heart.
我们要听从耶稣的教训。
We must listen to the teachings of Christ.
我们要做适当的光。
We must be the light of the world.
因此他们达到完全的地步了。
And they are able to reach the state of perfection.
这是我们要学习的。
This is what we need to learn from.
所以我们要做适当的光。
We must be the light of the world.
我们要懂得来警戒人家的错处。
We must be able to warn others of their errors.
有时候小洞不补，大洞就真的憋死人了。
If we do not patch a small hole.
我们读第九节到十三节
，verses 9-13. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light.
光明所结的果子是什么呢？
What is the fruit of righteousness?
追求良善啦。
The pursuit for goodness.
公义啦。
Righteousness.
诚实啦。
And truthfulness.
总而言之，查验何为主所喜悦的事，那就努力去做吧。
Whatever has been proven to be acceptable to the Lord, we must pursue them diligently.
但是接下来告诉我们，光还有另外一个重要的作用。
At the same time, light has another important function.
就是要照亮黑暗。
It is to shine forth into darkness.
如果你懂得保守自己，发出美好的光。
If we know how to preserve ourselves and manifest the light.
可是当有人家违背主的道理，行出可责备的事的时候。
But when others have done things,They have transgressed and done things that requires warning.
那么我们却不敢照亮他们。
And we do not have the courage to shine into them.
不敢让他们看到他们自己的错处，让他们一错再错。
We have no courage to let them see their errors so that they continue in their error.
那我们的责，我们也是有责任的。
Then we have responsibility in that.
特别是在我们的家里面。
And especially in our own homes.
我们的家人我们是最了解的。
We know our family members best.
有时候当他一开始走错路的时候。
When we see them starting in the wrong way.
我们常常很大意很随便。
Very often we are very casual and we are not meticulous enough.
我们也不会认真来去责备他。
And we will not rebuke them seriously.
也不会好好坐下来跟他谈。
We will also not sit downto discuss the matter with them.
可是真的变成大问题的时候
，when the small error becomes a big mistake，
那已经比较迟了。
It is too late。
所以我们的确要求主帮助我们。
We must ask the Lord to help us。
我们身边的人，我们最清楚的。
We know the people around us best。
当他们有软弱
，when they have their weaknesses，
或者违背主的道理的时候
，when they have transgressed the way of the Lord，
我们是爱他的。
We love them.
我们不忍心大声责骂他。
Though we do not, we cannot bear to rebuke them harshly.
可是我们要记住主耶稣所说的话。
But we must remember the words of the Lord.
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
这个光要照亮那个黑暗。
The light might shine forth in darkness.
让他受了责备，也许会醒悟过来。
So that after the person is admonished, perhaps he will be able to recover from his sin.
如果我们不照亮他
，if we do not shine at him，
小错变大错
，the small error becomes a big mistake，
一错再错，你要怎么样挽回他的错呢
？And the person continue in his mistake， how are you able to revive him？
好，我已经谈了这三种的光的作用
，I have mentioned the three functions of light。
可是我想最重要的
，but what is most important，
是要做为神发光的那一种光
，to be the light for the Lord。
我们发光是照亮自己呢，还是照亮我们的神呢
？Does our light shine, brighten up ourselves or shine forth for the Lord？
这是很重要的。
This is very important。
我们看回马太福音第五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16。
马太福音第五章十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16。
主耶稣是这样说的。
Jesus says this。
你们的光也当这样照在人前。叫他们看见你们的好行为。
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
不是荣耀你们，说你们是好光。
It is not to glorify yourself to say that you are a good light.
他是把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
But they will give glory to your Father in heaven.
那他怎么会把荣耀归给天上的父呢
？And how would they give glory to God in heaven?
就需要我们的见证来解释。
It requires our testimony for them to see God.
第六章主耶稣这样讲
Chapter 6 Jesus says
我们看第六章
Chapter 6
第一节
Verse 1
你们要小心不要将善事行在人的面前故意叫他们看见
Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them
如果是这样你就不能得你们天父的赏赐了
Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven
第五节是讲到祷告的事
Verse 5Talks about prayer.
你们祷告的时候，不要像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里或十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of streets, so that they may be seen by men.
我实在告诉你们
，Assuredly, I say to you,
他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
They have their reward.
在十六节就是谈论到禁食的事情。
Verse 16 talks about the issue of fasting.
你们禁食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上戴着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是禁食。
When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting.
主耶稣说
，Jesus says,
我实在告诉你们
，Assuredly, I say to you.
他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
They have their reward.
行善
，when we do charitable deeds，
祷告
，when we pray，
敬事
，even when we fast，
这些都是很属灵的事情。
All these are spiritual matters.
这些也是我们基督徒应当发出的光。
And these are, things that Christians must manifest the light.
可是发出这个光不是要照亮自己的。
But when you manifest the light, it is not to shine to brighten yourself.
乃是要照亮天父的。
But for the glory of God.
如果我们做这些事情的目的是希望能够照亮自己
If we undertake these things in order to glorify ourselves
要得到人家的掌声人家的称赞
So that we will receive the applause and praises of others
或者得到名利或者得到权位
Or perhaps we may seek to gain wealth and position
好像这些法利赛人一样
Just like the Pharisees
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
他们已经得到他们的赏赐了。
They have already received their reward.
在天上没有他们的福分的。
And there is no portion for them in heaven.
因为他们是照亮自己的。
For they glorify themselves.
把自己照得非常的亮，但却并不是主耶稣所要的那一种光。
They brighten themselves up, but that is not the light that is required by Jesus.
有几个青年，他们在信仰上是十分认真的。
There were some youths who were very serious in their faith.
啊，有一次他们就是参加这个通宵的祷告会。
And on one occasion, they attended the overnight prayer session.
通常这些是那些退休的人士啊、也是那一些传道执事们的工作啊。
Normally, such sessions will be attended by people who are retirees or by the full-time ministers.
但是这几个青年都很热心参加了。
But these youths were very zealous in their participation.
那第二天天亮了，这祷告会结束。
The next morning, the prayer ended.
他们都非常的高兴，虽然有点疲倦。
Even though they were a bit tired, but they were all very joyful.
他们感觉到好像充电了一样。
They felt that they have their batteries recharged.
非常的兴奋。
They were very anxious.
所以他们收拾行李要走的时候。
They were very excited, and when they pack up their luggage,
他们就遇到一位他们所敬佩的传道。
They met with a preacher whom they respect.
他们就对这个传道说。
And they said to the preacher.
他说传道。
Preacher.
我们听你的教导。
We have heeded your advice.
我们现在就好像摩西上山祷告，跟神灵交。
We were just like Moses.Ascending the mountain to have spiritual communication with God.
你看我们脸上都发出光来了。
See the brightness, or see our face is shining.
我们的灵性都复兴了。
Our spiritual life has been revived.
看到他们那一种得意兴奋的样子，传道也笑了。
When the preacher saw how excited and how satisfied they were, the preacher smiled.
传道就笑笑对他们说。
And the preacher spoke to him.
你们听我的教导去学习摩西上山祷告是好的。
It is good that you have heeded my advice and ascended the mountain like Moses to pray to God.
但是为什么你们却忘记了我也教导过你们呢？
But have you also forgotten an advice from me?
当摩西下山的时候，他不知道他脸上是发光的。
When Moses descended the mountain, he did not know that his face was shining.
这些青年他们是明白道理的。
This youth understood what he meant.
他们知道他们错了。
And they realized their mistake.
摩西不知道他自己脸上发光的。
Moses did not know that his face was shining.
摩西是上山祷告四十昼夜。
And Moses prayed 40 days and 40 nights.
你只是一个晚上，你就说脸上发光，充满了电。
But you merely prayed one night and you said that your face is shining and you are recharged.
灵修的功夫是自己跟神的。
Spiritualness is something personal between us and God.
并不是拿来做见证的。
It is not something for us to testify before others.
如果别人见证，那是别人的事情。
If others want to testify, it is their own business.
你们要效法这几个青年人。
But you must learn from these youth.
他们肯放下时间来努力灵修，来祷告。
So people may testify for the youth to say that they are willing to.To put their work aside to spend the time to pray.
那是别人的见证。
But then that should come out from the mouth of others.
可是你自己去见证，那就不同了。
But it is different when you testify it yourself.
尤其你感觉到自己真的脸上发光了。
And you even feel that your face is shining.
那只是你的情绪而已，并不是真的你的灵性真的达到发光的地步啊。
It is just that you are emotionally charged, but not that you are truly shining forth the light.
就如同主耶稣所说的这个禁食。
Just like what Jesus said about fasting.
陈传道，为什么你这么疲倦的样子啊？
Preacher Chin, why is it that you look so tired?
你不知道吗？我禁食了两天哦。
Don't you know I have fasted for 2 days?
为教会的事忧伤啊。
And I have been grieved over the affairs of the church.
你说这样的见证会让人家说阿门吗？
Do you think that people will say amen to your kind of testimony? Jesus said,
你不必把脸弄得难看，故意让人家看出你是在禁食。
Do not have to disfigure yourself so that others will see that you are fasting.
我告诉你们，
I say to you,
他们已经得了他们的赏赐了。
They have their reward.
十七节，
verse 17.
你禁食的时候，
but when you fast,
你要梳头，要洗脸，
anoint your head and wash your face.
十八节，
verse 18.
不叫人看出你是禁食来。
Do not appear to others that you are fasting.
只叫你暗中的父看见。
Just allow the Father who is in secret.
你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
Your heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
我们如果把注意力都集中在我们的身上，
when we focus totally on ourselves,
自己照得很亮，
we brighten ourselves up.
但这不是主耶稣所说的光。
But that is not the light mentioned by Jesus.
主耶稣所说的光，
what the light that the Lord Jesus mentioned,
是把这个光投射在神的身上，荣耀神的。
Is to shift the focus of the light.On God, and it is to glorify God.
这才是一个真正耶稣基督的门徒。
Only will such action be, will such action manifest that you are a true disciple.
所以你看保罗和巴拿巴传道。
Look at the preaching of Paul and Barnabas.
他医病赶鬼。
They were able to cast out demons and heal.
叫残废的走路。
They even asked the paralytic to walk.
整个城都轰动了。
And there was an uproar in the city.
他们带着牛啊，带着花圈要来向保罗。跟巴拿巴献祭。
And people brought their garlands of flowers and their oxen in order wanting to sacrifice it to them.
保罗真的是吓了一跳，把衣服撕开了，撕裂了。
Paul was taken aback and he tore his garments.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do you do this?
我们跟你们一样是人来的。
We are just like you human beings.
你们不应该拜人的。
You should not worship man.
不是我有这个能力。
If I had this power,
是我们的神。
It is not I who have this power.
他们认识神。
But God who has, and he led them to believe in God.
拒绝他们的崇拜。
He rejected their worship.
不过人就是有这种软弱。
But man has this human weakness.
我们总会崇拜那一些所谓有权柄、有属灵恩赐的人。
We tend to hero worship those withwith authority and power of God.
尤其能够医病赶鬼。
Especially when they are able to heal and cast out demons.
我们总觉得他有一种特别的能力。
We feel that they have this special power in them.
我们会崇拜他们的。
And we may hero worship.
但这是不对的。
But this is not right.
而保罗、彼得他们就是拒绝这一种的崇拜。
Peter and Paul, they were people who rejected such worship.
有一次约翰也糊涂了。
On one occasion, even John was...Foolish.
他看到天使这么伟大，他竟然要拜天使哦。
He saw the mightiness of the angels and he wanted to worship.
请看启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
我们读第八节跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant.And of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God.
这就是真的天使，也是神的天使。
This is a true angel, an angel of God.
如果这是犯罪的天使
，If this is the iniquitous angel,
他就要接受人家的崇拜。
He would receive the worship of people.
魔鬼就是犯罪的天使。
And the devil was this iniquitous angel.
他们就是骄傲，要荣耀自己。
They were proud and they wanted to glorify themselves.
结果受神的审判了。
And as a result, they received the punishment of God.
真正的天使，神的天使不接受人家的崇拜。
An angel of God, a true angel, does not accept the worship of others.
所以他对约翰说。
And he said to John,
千万不可。
See that you do not do that.
我和你、你的兄弟还有众先知，我们都是做仆人的。
For I am your fellow servant of your brethren, the prophets.
你要敬拜神
You must worship God.
其实在我们的观念里面天使怎么跟我们一样呢
In our concept We think that angel is different from ourselves
他是多么有能力的
They are full of power
但是天使说
But the angel said,
在某一些方面
In certain aspects
我们跟你是一样
We are similar
我们都是神的仆人
We are merely servants
都是神所造的
We are all created by God
我们应该把一切的荣耀归给神
We must attribute all glory to God
你要敬拜神
You must worship God
真天使就是这样
This is the act of a true angel.
真使徒也是一样。
And it is the same for a true apostle.
一个真信徒更加是这样。
And it is also the same for a true believer.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
主耶稣要我们人人都做世上的光。
The Lord Jesus wants everyone to be the light of the world.
让我们大家共同的努力。
May we all work diligently.
我们听主的话。
And heed the words of Jesus.
我们做世上的光。
Let us be light of the world.